I don't know.
Okay.
Let's go with it.
Fuck it.
And welcome to the podcast they call Comes Naturally. As always, this podcast is brought to you completely free. So if you want to show us any type of support whatsoever, we ask you to do a couple things. First, go to the Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page. After you do that, you head over to Twitter, follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@ComesNaturalPod.
Yes, it is. After that, go over to iTunes, hit subscribe on the podcast, then rate and review the podcast and tell all of your friends. That's news, Cody.
Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody, and we have a special guest today in real life. His name is...
Adam.
Adam. You don't have to look at the computer, Adam. You can look at the rest of us. You did one of these. Adam, like, he had to check.
Sorry, Adam. He just wants to see his levels on the screen.
Exactly. Like,
my voice in the screen.
You admittedly stare at that every once in a while.
He looks at it for the time, because he hates going over an hour.
Like, yeah.
He's secretly looking at his levels. He's like, look how loud I'm talking.
Every time we go over an hour, I tell people don't listen to it.
Aw.
Why?
That explains
it's probably
a
big mistake on my part. I'm going to be honest.
So that explains a lot.
Yeah.
You don't like podcasts that are over an hour?
Yeah, what a weirdo, right?
I was making a joke. But we should get to the fact that Joe actually hates the podcast in real life.
I do actually hate it.
No. He doesn't hate it in real life. He doesn't support it in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Never posts about it. Never actually downloads it. I don't actually think he subscribed to it.
Let us have your login stuff. On the honor system.
Actually, don't.
That's
no.
Dangerous.
Don't actually do that.
I've seen what you post of me on the your login.
Just a bad picture or two every now and then. Give it to Cody on the honor system.
I can't
he'll
trust
promote
him
the
either.
Podcast.
Oh my God.
He'll promote the podcast from your page. It'll be good.
You know how many dicks would show up on my page?
It'd be all My Little Ponies and ICP. That's all it'd be.
Oh, might be two of the worst things.
I would rather have dicks on my page.
And apparently dicks.
That is horrible.
If you had to choose between My Little Ponies and ICP.
No, not choose between and.
No, that or dicks.
Well, not anymore. So now it's all three.
That's awful.
It's like it's like ICP with their dicks out that are colored like My Little Pony.
What goes on in that brain of yours? It's like fucked up.
It's basically you throw in like objects and it just gets kind of twisted up.
It's a mental blender, right?
Remember earlier you didn't want to hit record too early because you wanted us to say all the dumb shit first?
This is pretty dumb.
This is probably
No, I said I wanted all the hateful stuff to get out. The dumb stuff, that's what we're fueled on.
Yeah, I don't think we should be fueled on that any longer.
Yeah, it's fine. It's free. Welcome.
Good attitude. Fair enough.
There's some of that hate.
No, that's not
Cody.
Hate. Friendship.
Cody. Shut up. Cody, how much money did you spend at the comic book store today?
Doesn't matter.
We actually didn't play that game today, that would have been a good one.
Let's go around the horn.
Well, I know that the Why the Last Man was $125, but he does get a box discount. Box.
Yeah. He said doo-doo earlier.
I did say doo-doo. So I'm going to guess somewhere in the realm of 175.
Okay, that's one guess, 175.
Adam, next.
Real quick, did you buy the Green Arrow there too?
No,
that was from a previous visit.
I would say probably about 150.
We got a 150. Michael.
$1.
This is not The Price is Right, so that's wrong, and B, because he told you that at least one book was at least $125.
But if they go over, I win it.
There's no.
This isn't The Price is Right.
No,
does he look like
Drew Carey? He don't actually answer that, because he kind of does.
If he's shaved, he might look a little bit like Drew Carey.
Fuck yourselves.
I don't know. 150.
He started the game and then doesn't even want to play it.
150.
One.
The price is wrong.
I didn't want to play a game. I just really wanted to know how much you spent.
So technically, Mike's guess was almost correct. 154.
Damn it, I went over.
This week.
Tack that on to the thousands of dollars you spent previous weeks.
Is there an average? Judge.
That's a little...
No.
There's no just average.
Depends on
what comes out.
Yep.
Depends if there's lots of variants.
What's
like.
The most you spent in 1 week?
In 1 week?
Yeah. I remember one time you went over 200 because you bought a, like you pre-bought a couple of books and shit.
Yeah.
In one visit, I think the most I spent was like 230.
Oof.
In 1 week, though, yeah, no, that's a way that number can be calculated at this point, I think.
Wow.
You know what? But you support what you enjoy.
Yeah.
Yep, I don't steal shit.
And shop local.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
Ow! I rent plenty of things.
I said, well, okay, we will specify, since I did say enjoy.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much did you spend, Joe?
Today? Actually, I don't know how much.
Of course you don't.
I had only three comics. There were only three things.
You bought three things?
Yeah, because there was the new Brian K. Vaughan. There was the Detective Comics, and also...
X-Men.
Nope, didn't buy that Secret one. Wars. I finally found where to put that one away. What was the other one? I can't remember it right now.
Good radio.
Good thing we're not on radio.
Adam, how much you spend?
$12.
$12. It's probably about the amount your brother spent because he bought three comics.
I bought three.
Zero. I didn't buy anything.
We weren't going to ask you, Mike?
Because I haven't bought anything from there in a while.
Well, Old Man Logan, number one.
That's the last thing I bought.
Which is $3. Which was need to buy
awesome.
Two.
$4. You need to buy two. Yeah.
And two is good, too. Also.
Also, two.
Two, two. I said two,
two. Like a dancer skirt.
God damn it.
I'm not a huge fan of Wolverine, but for the Old Man Logan stuff, it's
there's a lot really of good awesome. Wolverine out there, though. Yeah. Like, I don't know how
all of Jason Aaron stuff.
Miller stuff.
Miller stuff.
Well, I know
the
I've
The Adamantium collection is chock full of.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, that was like an awesome one.
He gave me the digital edition of that, and I've gone through a lot of that, and like the was it the origin stuff on there?
No,
yeah, that was pretty good, but like I've just never been a huge Wolverine fan. To me, he's kind of like Superman, you know.
He's but his stuff can be really, really good, but like the bad stuff is really bad though.
Yeah.
So it makes it hard to.
But the like Old the Man Logan Wolverine. Stuff is.
Yeah, yeah that was awful.
Yeah.
That was pretty rough.
When Casey Mananimate. Shut the fuck up.
Was that the most recent?
Yeah.
Okay. Stupid ass mother.
Yeah.
Tell us
yeah.
how you really feel.
I fucking hate it. It was dumb as shit.
How many issues did you buy of it?
I bought them all.
Oh, okay.
It was only four.
Was there only four?
Five.
Five, yeah.
Yeah. It was still awful. It doesn't matter. It was bad. Killed him with the stuff they coated his bones with. It's not dead. It's encased in it.
Dumbies. Waiting.
You'd really have to, like, chop him up in order to, like, actually kill him. But even then, you wouldn't be able to get through the bones.
Hulk ripped him in half one time.
Yeah, it was a dream, though.
Live through that. Yeah, but, like, while you're reading it, live through it. Like,
you also live through a nuclear blast. Literally a nuclear blast.
Really?
Civil War. Read it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a book written by Mark Miller.
Oh, shoot, all Miller stuff. I've read a lot.
Think Miller's ever going to go back and do other...
No. He said not unless he has another story to tell that's not one of his own. He's got plenty of stuff outside of Marvel.
Yeah, I know, but...
He needs to continue with some of his writing.
But I would...
Right?
The
Don't talk bad about him.
What was No. Yeah. Was American Jesus...
Yeah, American Jesus.
He's the whole thing's written. He's waiting for all the art to get done. Oh, so his new policy for all Miller World stuff is everything has to be completely finished before any of it's released.
Okay,
so
I'm okay with that.
None of this 2 issues, wait 7 months, another issue, wait another 5 months, another issue, and then maybe never finish it.
Out of Marvel or DC, what would you like to see him take a stab at?
Batman.
Actually, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, fucked up that would be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, there was that one.
Well, yeah.
What was it? Something Terror?
Holy
Terror.
Holy Terror.
Was supposed to be a
Frank
Batman.
Miller.
Oh, it was Frank Miller. Never mind. Wrong Miller. Yeah. But still, I would imagine that's how
Frank
would be.
Fell.
Frank Miller, I could see their Batmans being pretty similar.
Yeah.
Just the tone of it, anyway. Yeah. Stories would be obviously way different, but that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
Okay.
We said it on the podcast. We did. That usually means
I'll tweet him about it right happen. Now. Keep talking.
He's all tweet.
No, keep talking. Go ahead. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm tweeting.
So, Terminator.
All you got, huh?
We watched that yesterday.
Some that was pretty good.
Yeah, the ones who are important in this room watched it.
Adam, I don't want to spoil anything for you, but everyone dies.
Hey, that works. Kind of figured that.
Actually, is pretty much what happens, too.
Told you I'd ruin it for you.
It's pretty dope. I liked it.
Favorite scene?
Favorite scene?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude.
I know. It's narrowing a lot down.
We're just going to say this. Spoilers. If you haven't watched Terminator Genesis yet, this is going to be a...
All right, so by the time this episode goes up, you've had at least two full days to go see it, Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
And if depending on when you listen to this, on Friday, if you listen to it right away, we're sorry you didn't go see it yet.
It's really but good.
I won't put any warnings in the description, so this is your only warning.
Ooh. Living on the edge there.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Adam, you okay with this?
Or do
you
I'm fine.
Hey, first off,
I'm fine with it.
We don't care about Adam.
No.
Just because he's a special guest doesn't mean he has special privileges. He gets everything ruined like everybody else.
Fair enough.
Go. Favorite scene. Mike, go.
Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
All the scenes almost had Arnold Schwarzenegger. So the hospital, the whole hospital scene, I actually liked a lot. But I think the final, like the big battle at the end was... Yes.
One thing that bothered me about the hospital scene, the MRI.
Yeah.
So he cranks it to full, right? But yet he's still able to hold a gun that's not sucked out of his hand.
Yeah, but he was behind the wall.
No, he wasn't. He was literally behind a broken wall because there's no glass there.
Yeah.
They flew through the glass.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Because shit from the room flew into the in there, but he was able to stand there, hold a gun. It's the only thing that's in. So, go ahead. Sorry.
Not a big deal.
I digress. Go ahead.
Was the scene cool, though?
It was pretty dope.
Yeah. Because you get the big reveal of what's, you know, the big twist in the movie. And
yeah.
One of them.
And he looks all kinds of fucked up.
Oh, seriously.
And that scene was pretty dope. But the final battle scene, I thought... Because sometimes you get a big action movie like that, and the final... big action sequence doesn't usually hold up to a lot of the previous ones. I thought with how good the previous ones were, I was kind of expecting a little bit of a letdown, but I thought the fight and the final battle action sequence was done really, really well. And then had some good lines in it too, like good dialogue actually throughout it. And
have you mated yet? So creepy. With a smile. My favorite scene is actually one of the throwback scenes.
Those were awesome.
That I was surprised, like how many there were too, because my favorite scene was the where he meets himself from the first movie, and they play it perfectly like the original, where you have the three gangbangers essentially standing, the punk guys, standing there, and you see the old young Terminator. Time travel.
The 1984.
The
Terminator.
1984 Terminator. You know, walk up and say, you know, I need to close.
We can but go then, ahead and do the rest of this podcast without Arnold impressions.
Nope.
I think we can.
Nope.
I'll be there. That was one of my favorite lines because it normally chill. Says I'll be back, but there.
No, that scene was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then they get into the big fight, and then you get that kind of the first showing of, like, something's wrong, something's different, you know, because Sarah Connor appears at that point, and you're like, not supposed to be doing what she's doing.
Well, and just the little details from the garbage truck pulling up to the guy in the garbage truck.
Yeah,
I'm like a day removed from watching the first two to get ready for this movie. So it was all fresh in my mind, and they had everything from the old guy in the garbage truck. Was wearing the exact same clothes, had like the exact same impressions. Just the trash flying away when the electricity starts hitting, and like the newspaper and the cups and stuff, exact same way. It was crazy how it was so detailed. And then same thing when Kyle Reese first comes back, he's in the same alley. Things get twisted up already a little bit, like pretty early on in his return, but you still see him running through the like the sporting goods and him grab the coat off the hanger, and then grab a pair of Nikes out of the bargain bin, check his feet to see if they'd fit or not. I was like, it was such,
so spot on.
Yeah, it was so perfectly. And at that point, I kind of thought to myself, I'm like, I'd watch a shot-for-shot remake of this movie.
Like, I almost did. Yeah.
But, yeah, it was really good. Cody?
I like the opening battle scene in the future, or present day. Narratives from the beginning. Present day, future. Is that present day?
Technically, yes. I would say it would be present day.
Because it's through Cowardice's narrative, so it would be present day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Present day. 2029 or 2092 or whatever it is. It's 2029.
That was cool, too, because if you watch the original Terminators, all the
fucking war.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. They were just better looking, cool. But obviously, because you could do a lot more now with CGI. But they were just better looking versions of what you've seen in Terminator and Terminator 2 in like the flashback scenes. They're the exact same like planes and
only thing they're missing. Metal foot crushing a skull.
Yeah.
Only thing.
But dude, when you get to that scene, you see all the T-800s walking around, obviously without the skin and everything. And they're just walking around shooting stuff and
with the giant guns in both hands.
Oh, yeah. So awesome.
Just fucking murdering things.
Because that's the first time we've got to see them look cool, you know? Like,
and not super chromy or super like degraded.
Yeah.
Like the T-600 was in Salvation, right? Was it 600 or 800?
No, we actually never see a 600.
It was a 700 then, right? What was the one that was like sort of humanish but like still had armed guns in Salvation?
Oh, I don't remember Salvation.
I think it was a 700.
I don't remember Salvation. Not I don't remember that robot. I don't remember Salvation, he says. I will say about this movie, after how many other movies before this? Three? Or not three. Four, five, four. They finally addressed the time travel. Like out of all those movies, they never addressed, especially Salvation, they never addressed how the Terminators were being sent back, how Kyle Reese ends up being sent back. But finally, in this one, they show you and they explain it to you.
And why it was a bubble.
And why it was a bubble, exactly. Like, it's such a, I don't know if it's a small thing, but to me, it starts to pull things together, you know.
And what I really like about this movie is it lends itself so well to the next one.
It's wide open for a sequel.
But not only, like, just, like, by the ending, it sets it up, but like little things that they didn't address during the movie, you're still kind of wondering about. Like, so in this one, what really fucks up everything is you see, obviously early on, you see basically the shot for shot remake of the first Terminator, and then all of a sudden you see an older Terminator and they fight, and Sarah Connor's there, and you're like, well, that's weird, because they should be saving Sarah Connor in this time. But so you find out that when Sarah Connor was a little girl, the T-800 got sent back to save her then. Mm-hmm. And she's been with him the entire time. So she's like a badass now. She knows what's going to happen. And so they're planning for the arrival of the Terminators when they finally get there. But you never find out who sent that Terminator back.
Yeah.
So for some reason, somebody sent a Terminator back all the way to when she was a little kid and erased the files of the Terminator's memory. So you don't know who sent that one back, whether it's a good guy or a bad guy, or if it's part of a Skynet plan, or if, you know, John Connor at some point like found it early and was like, we can go back even further, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's that to get it addressed, and then there's also the fact that Skynet takes on a human form.
Yeah.
In this one.
Matt Smith.
Yeah, which, you know, that was the...
Matthew Smith.
The big reveal is what he's... Like, what is his part in the movie? Because he was there, and you saw him in previews, but they never addressed what he was. He's Skynet. Which is kind of frightening to think that Skynet just took on a human form. So that would be dope in the next movie.
Is that what you would want to see in the next movie? Is that transition from immediately following this movie to the next the war essentially leads up to the war like they did with?
Well, do they go full on war or is it a smaller scale at this point because they blew up? I know Skynet is still there, but it had to have sent, like, what they did at the end of that movie had to have set them back, obviously. So yeah. The war is kind of being pushed further and further back. And not to mention the fact that you're in 2017 at this point, and there's no John Connor yet.
Right.
You know, they haven't had sex to make John Connor yet. So
mated.
Yeah, they have not mated yet. So that's a weird little wrinkle in the timeline. So obviously the war could still happen. I don't know how they play it, but you would imagine that it's way down the line now because they're set back. So I would think it'd be a smaller scale.
So it'd be more like Terminator 2 is what you would think.
Yeah.
Instead of Terminator 3 where they're leading right up into Judgment Day.
I would think so. Hmm. You see Matt Skynet
evolve a bit more. Person. Yeah.
I don't know how they would do it, but I'm interested because this one was done really well.
So. Oh, yeah. He has to also find a way to make a body.
But he can. I mean, first, they were experimenting with the liquid metal right then and there.
Yeah, which was cool, too, to see them actually experimenting. So you see, like, they have, like, this river of the liquid metal, the stuff that the T-1000 is made out of. And they can make a form out of it. But they can't do anything else because they don't have the CPU or the processing power for it yet.
Which, did you notice that the whole facility was run on it?
Yeah.
When they went through little cubes, there were just like stacks of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, just take a handful and throw it in the liquid metal and fuck everybody over.
But yeah, so there's a lot of cool stuff, which I thought how they upgraded Schwarzenegger.
Do you think he has the skeleton on the inside or is he fully liquid metal?
He's got to have the skeleton on the inside, I would say.
You think so?
Yeah. That mostly just replaces the skin.
Because at that point, he doesn't have
legs.
Well, he has no arms and no legs. At
yeah,
that point,
so yeah.
He gets, like, it's basically just the torso and the head.
Yeah, but I would still think that skeleton
so,
would be there.
To explain to you
don't
what's going
explain
on.
Don't explain nothing to him.
No, because people who are listening are probably confused too. So they have this river of the liquid metal stuff that they can form and make stuff out of, but they can't control it yet. Because it needs some CPU. Type of processing. Well, Schwarzenegger gets thrown into it right before the huge explosion to fuck up Skynet.
Okay.
So as soon as you see him go into it, you think, oh, that's how he goes on.
They foreshadow it.
Yeah. So
beginning of the movie.
So, and then you see when Kyle and Sarah are trying to get out of the place they got to hide from the explosion, they mm-hmm. can't get out, and you see a liquid metal knife come through. And they're all scared because they think another Terminator's there. And it just cuts away and Schwarzenegger kicks the door down. And you see his hand go back. I was like, that's pretty dope. Because you think about it, he can't really compete with, because that's been a reoccurring theme is him being an older, not yet obsolete, but an obsolete model of Terminator. Like a basic one. And all the other Terminators have been cooler, basically. Like they've been able to do more shit. So it would be kind of weird if he continues through even more sequels that keep, having a success, even though he's way outmatched. So I thought that was a nice touch to.
Plus, it also gives him a reason to not have to have him in the movies going on because he can look like anything.
Yeah.
Oh, that would work.
Or they can have him in the movies and.
He could shapeshift.
What I'm saying is they don't have to have him as much in the movie as they did now because he is always. Arnie, but now he can be anything he wants. So you'd have very limited. You could have very limited
so
Arnie
in the,
screen time.
Yeah, so you could do it like if still give him in his original form like an action scene or two because it's still Arnold Schwarzenegger. But then like have him just be Arnold Schwarzenegger during dialogue parts, and then have it go to someone else that could pull off the action a little bit better.
Imagine if they went with what's his name that was the T-1000. Can't remember.
Robert Patrick.
Be old now too.
He would be old too, but
yeah, that was the guy who played John Doggett, right? From X Files.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The X Files we like to not talk about.
Really?
Redheaded stepchild of X Files.
That's later weird stuff when Duchovny left.
Yeah.
Not as good.
That was like a little. He left for a while, but he came back, didn't he?
For the movies.
Yeah, for the movies.
Oh, for the movies.
And he's coming back for the new
the
TV
event
series. Yeah.
New How much is he going to be into it?
What?
How much is he going to be
all
into 10
episodes?
All 10?
Yeah, he's signed in to do it. So it's Gillian Anderson.
Awesome.
As well as Chris Carter, because that's his thing that he's trying to bring back.
Chris Carter.
Not Vince Gilligan. He's the creator of X-Files.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was singing for some reason actor?
He was young.
He's no longer in the room.
Mike wasn't much older.
Mike wasn't born yet.
That's true.
But he was also not a nerd until, like, you know, 4 years ago.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That stuff.
Yeah.
He's never watched X-Files. Yeah. Some movies? Not you.
Oh.
Stop talking. We're talking not about you.
I've seen them, but...
The movies, though, right?
Yeah. When they, like, in theaters was the last time I saw them, so I don't remember.
I never saw the second one. I didn't want to.
It wasn't good.
First one was good.
First one and the second one had bees in it.
First one,
right?
Yeah.
Second one was awful, and then.
Yeah.
They felt like more like long episodes.
Oh, that's what they were.
Than movies.
That's really exactly what they were.
But, yeah.
But anyway, so I think it'd be funny to see if you saw Robert Patrick. Patrick.
Robert Patrick. We just Robert said Patrick. His name.
In it. I think it'd be funny.
I call him Bobby Pats.
Bobby Pats?
He doesn't call him that.
Yeah. Now you do.
Me and Bobby Pats go way back. I liked J.K. Simmons' role too.
Yeah. Like the fact that they threw him in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then obviously like same character later on in the
he's still alive
future.
We think. So
yeah, I mean he did
the next one that'd be
yeah,
cool.
Because really he left him at the helipad on top of the police station, so I mean yeah, he's fine. Yeah. But for some reason, John Connor like
the helicopter popped him scene in the was pretty head. Dope too. That looked really good.
Yeah,
that was incredibly terrifying. I must say that they just like I'm expecting them to just take off, and I'm like, why are you going sideways? what are you doing? And then he just
hasn't got the handle on the controls yet. He's like
completely sideways.
Hold on,
I'm like,
we'll fly eventually.
I'm pretty sure helicopters aren't supposed to fly like that. Like
combat situations, they do. I saw A Team.
That was. Totally real. But yeah, then just goes sideways off it, straight down, the helicopter is sideways going straight down the building, and Arnold is just sitting there still shooting at Connor. It's an awesome scene, and then the last second just pulls out of it and goes, and I was like, God damn.
It's a future helicopter.
No, it wasn't.
It's from 2017.
Like,
was that last year? 2017. I was like, why did you pick 2017? It kind of irritated me for some reason. Not irritated me, but I was like...
Math of some sort.
Yeah. It was math that they made up, though, so it didn't matter. Like,
I actually find that funny that...
I guess maybe they extrapolated it because of Kyle Reese's age. Because they obviously went back to Sarah Connor being in 1984. They wanted to make sure Kyle Reese was a certain age by the time he went back.
He probably looked 12-ish, maybe?
Well, they said he was, what, 13, right?
Was he 13?
In 2017.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, so they wanted to make, by the time 2029 came when they sent him back, he would have been the same age as Sarah.
Mm.
So they needed to extrapolate back to 2017 when he was a certain... Like, why'd they pick, like, that one versus, like, any time else? But I think that's the time when, like, a human being would be, enough to remember his life at that point, you know? Like, being 13, you remember stuff?
That's
what I can think of, but...
I guess.
Science.
But how funny was it that the Terminator, the T-800, Pops, as she calls him, was so, like, technical in this movie. Just fucking hilarious. He knew how to build
theoretically
the time machine. He just kept saying theoretically all the time. Yeah.
Or like, when they go to try to trap the T-1000 that got sent back. And he's all like, we need to hurry. We have 37 seconds. And he bursts through the wall and he goes, or less.
Or less, yeah.
I was all like, so he's not perfect.
Was that a joke? Did he just tell a joke?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Well balanced the humor in it. I did like that, though.
Yeah.
How'd
you guys like the updatedness of Skynet? And what I mean by that is because in the original timeline, it was... just totally originally a computer program that was supposed to control the United States nuclear arsenal. But in here, it's more of like what you see with Apple or Google or something where it's an operating system.
So how Skynet, in this new timeline, how Skynet takes over essentially is they integrate themselves like... like through it's an app basically. Like yeah. we're gonna be able to seamlessly connect all your devices. Is how like people are talking about it. Like, oh my phone's gonna link up with my tablet, my computer, and all my stuff at home with just a press of a button. And so that's how they kind of weave themselves into everything.
Even though I kind of stated like an OS in a way too, but
yeah,
technicalities, whatever. But yeah, they modernize it because obviously in 2017, 2 years from our actual present time, that would be a thing where like, I don't think ever an app or a program will run civilian stuff and military stuff.
Right, that was a little bit of a stretch.
Because that's never going to happen.
But at the same time, you do realize that like Windows XP is being run by the Navy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But it's like,
so that's what, you know, there still is, there is that possibility of a full-fledged operating system that's consumer and
Yeah, but it wouldn't, like, they're government. Not running XP to run, like, the missile silos.
No,
I'm sure there's a computer they're in the missile silo.
But they are using it to like control destroyers and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. I'm talking like because they're like launches missiles because it's the same OS. I was like, well, that's first off.
But there is that
someone's going to be like, well, it's going to be cheaper. Let's do it.
There is that duality of those operating systems, and it's just it is weird to see that they'd be releasing something in this show that or this movie that would be consumer and military exactly at the same time. Especially from the consumer point of view, it was mostly like that doctor was like, oh, you know, I could like connect all my devices and like Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that. And it was funny to see the generational gap of Connor, Sarah Connor, who's like, what's that?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on? What do you mean? Those. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was funny. She's walking through. She's like, why does everyone have these? Yeah. Like, she didn't know it was a phone. I was like, oh, that's pretty funny because she wouldn't know.
She's a lot of Windows phones, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you see the screen that in the Skynet server room that John Connor puts his hand on? It was an HP computer.
Oh, I didn't look at it, though.
Yeah, because it had the exact... It was one of the HP touchscreen computers. It was just sideways. It had the button on the top, and then you could see the Windows 8 logo. On the right-hand side.
Windows 8's still running in 2017. Come on, Cyberdyne, you can do better than that.
Right?
Windows 10's free for all 8.1 and 7 computers at that point.
Right.
Jesus, guys. Plus, we're in 2017, we're going to find a Windows 8 computer. No one's going to have those.
Retro.
By that time, they finally lock it down to where it's stable and stuff, and everybody kind of likes it, and it becomes a new Windows XP where people just don't want to get rid of it because it's ingrained.
That's 7. That'll never happen. People loathe 8. Just like
they absolutely hate it. They'd rather go back to 7. Why have one guy who actually wants to stay at XP?
Well, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
All right. So I noticed on Rotten Tomatoes they have a list of the top 10 Schwarzenegger movies. So we're gonna play a game.
Oh boy.
All right. So no cheating.
Okay.
So no looking it up on your devices.
I'm ready. I already failed.
Was it Running Man? Is it Running Man? It's Running Man.
Did you look at it?
No, I'm saying I failed already. Oh, okay. Most of these times.
So, we will go down
Lockout.
From 10 to 1.
Lockdown. What was that one? With him and Stallone?
Escape Plan.
Escape plan.
It's not on there.
Nope.
So, top 10. So, we'll start with number 10. So, any guesses on what number 10 is?
He's made a lot of movies, and I can't think of them all.
Actually,
that probably is on the list.
It is listed as Arnold Schwarzenegger's 10 best movies. These are all action movies.
Okay.
So Twins doesn't count.
Not an action movie.
Kind of.
I would say at 10 they probably put Raw Deal?
That's not a name of a movie he was in.
Raw Deal?
Raw Deal is not correct.
Is the Raw Deal on the list?
No.
Okay. So we eliminated that.
Commando.
Okay.
Yes! Number 10 is Commando.
That's way higher.
That's what I was thinking.
I thought that'd be way higher.
Trust me, this list is fucking awful.
Oh, shit.
I want to Rain Man this shit.
you will not get 9. Guaranteed. If you get 9, you're cheating or you're a goddamn wizard.
Let me ask you one question about it. Is it a surprise because it's on the list or is it a surprise because it's so low on the list?
It's a surprise that it's on the list.
Okay. So I really have to dig in.
Now, this is the other caveat, though. This is Arnold's best movies. Arnold Schwarzenegger's 10 best movies.
That's why I've got to, like, dig in. But
so you got to think about Arnold's, not movies in general, Arnold's best movies.
So are they could recent? Mean movies that he's in, but not the not like they the title character.
They might not be good movies. He's just it's one of his best
movies. But he's main character.
Yes.
Okay, he's still main character. You had one there.
Conan the Barbarian.
Not number nine.
I'm trying to think. What other Arnold Schwarzenegger? Because I can just think of like his good, like his
and
good.
The rating of this movie is way higher on Rotten Tomatoes than I thought it was going to be.
When did it come out? It or a, like is it new? Or is
it's
it
from the 2000s?
From the 2000s. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's the SWAT one.
Sabotage.
Sabotage was good.
No,
I like Sabotage.
Not yeah. on the list.
Hate on it was fun.
Really?
Yep.
But then it's The Last Stand.
Wrong.
I forgot about that movie.
This will blow your fucking mind that it's on this list.
Maggie?
No.
I'm trying to think.
Escape
of
Escape Plan?
Nope.
What the fuck else did he...
Three more guesses, and I'm telling you what it is.
What else did you in the 2000s? Because he was a governor for so long.
Just go.
What is it? I can't believe it.
The reason I said three is because it has to be in the title.
Expendables Terminator 3. Terminator 3.
Yeah. Really?
70% on Rotten
Holy
Tomatoes.
Shit.
That is positive. That fucking shitball of a movie is positive and number 9 on their top 10 Arnold Schwarzenegger movie list.
Wow.
I already don't like this list.
Right?
Like, we can't realistically guess. So work us down to the top 3.
You said number 8.
Conan?
Yep, Barbarian. True Lies, number 7?
No.
That's
Jesus
not a 7.
Christ. We'll do this, too. What do you think Conan the Barbarian's tomato rating is?
Probably 62.
Yeah, I'd go with this.
You're very close.
I would go with somewhere in the 60s.
Wrong. You're still too low.
Conan the Barbarian was 9? I mean, 8?
Yeah.
8 on the list?
8 on the list.
Yeah. I would say 75.
72.
Oh, so we're going by rotten. Oh, we're going by the actual like.
It literally goes by Rotten Tomato scale. So
scale.
Number 7, True Lies, is also 72.
So there's going to be a lot of like sentimental.
This is the bullshit one.
Predator.
Stay Hungry.
Wait.
Stay. Is number 6. That's why I said it can't. It's not a movie. It's just an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, which means he's in it, and is somewhat the star. That's the thing. Most people haven't seen Stay Hungry.
Yeah, I never saw it.
It's very, very... It's from 1976.
So super early.
He's a violinist.
In 1976?
Yeah.
What kind of giant violin was he playing?
Well, it looks like
a guitar.
It's just a guitar.
It's a violin. The problem is he plays it like this.
Exactly.
Holy shit.
All right, so number 5.
Devil went
this
down
is
to Georgia and saw him?
Mike
Fuck
off.
That.
This is going to piss Mike off so fucking bad.
Predator.
Really?
78%, by the way.
Wow.
I'm not mad that it's a 78%.
No, but the being number 5?
Yeah.
It's because it ranked. Total Recall.
Okay, so...
Guess the percentage.
84.
80? Oh, fucking nailed it. 84.
Wow. Nice. Okay. So we
top
have...
Top 3.
So top 3 left. So... By process of elimination, we have to have Terminator 2.
You will get two of them, I guarantee you.
What has to be Terminator
third
and Terminator
one,
2?
You're not going to get. Not the third movie, but the third.
One of the three.
You're not going
to
get.
It has to be Terminator 1 and 2.
In what order?
It'd probably go
Do
1 then 2.
Do people respect 1, though?
Like, do they? My question
I would think so. They would have to. 1,
but
2.
But how do they respect it?
That would be number 3. Terminator
so
1
Mike says number 3 is
I would say Terminator 1 would be
okay.
Number 3 as well. And then
keep
2.
Going.
2.
You're not going to guess 2?
So
I'm pretty sure
that's 1.
One
T2 is 1.
T2 has to be 1.
Okay.
I swear to God, if you put Batman Forever on the... If that is
oh,
on
I
the
forgot
list,
that he was in
no,
that.
That's not going to rank that high in Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, goddamn.
That would have to be better than 84%.
I'm just saying... Like I would take your laptop and throw it out this window.
First off, not my laptop's fault. It didn't make this.
I don't care. It's on,
but it found it.
I will get rid of the website so you can't throw it. All right. So you think Terminator is 3?
Terminator,
and then Terminator 2 is 1. You were incorrect.
I would what? Say Terminator 1 is 3, Terminator 2 is 2, and whatever is left also is number incorrect.
What is it?
Terminator 2 is number 3.
Okay.
And that was a 92%, by the way.
Okay. Wow. So
there are two movies that are higher than that.
Wow. That's people being bullshit ratings.
Pumping Iron is number 2.
That's a goddamn documentary.
And it's 96%.
Like, it's a great shit. Documentary, but it's a documentary.
Is that an old one?
And this is like... where bullshit hits. So Terminator, the original 1984, is number 1 out of 100%.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, that's cool. That's 100%.
Yeah, but that's people going back and like...
Yeah.
Re-rating,
yeah,
like deleting their old ratings, putting new ones in, because you can't have 100% if someone had a bad one before, because that's not 100%.
Yeah, makes sense.
Just saying. That's the list.
That's weird that it broke down like that.
Yeah, so crazy how that got 100% all the way.
So, Commando number 10, Terminator 3: Rise of the Machines is number 9, Conan the Barbarian is number 8, True Lies is number 7, Stay Hungry is number 6. Predator is number 5. Total Recall is number 4. Terminator 2 Judgment Day is number 3. Pumping Iron is number 2. And The Terminator is number 1.
See, if I had to guess, I would say, in no particular order, I would have said Terminator 2, Predator, and True Lies are the top 3.
Easily.
In whatever order you want to put them in, but those are the top 3.
So easily. The fact that and then you'd flesh out close. The rest of that list with, like, Running Man.
Yeah.
I mean, Commando was on there. What else would have been?
That's just weird how Rotten Tomatoes has them all ranked.
Yeah.
Really weird.
I hate you, Internet.
Internet is pretty dumb. Not gonna lie. I don't like it one bit. Stupid. Stupid faces, all of them.
Has anyone looked at the box office wise? Did they do okay last night?
No clue. That was the opening night too.
Yeah.
Super weird that they opened on a.
It's because it's July 4th.
It's open Wednesday. They want to get the long July 4th weekend.
That's a good point.
Which they usually do. Because it had an actual release date of Wednesday.
It did.
July 4th weekend. Yeah. It always does that.
They'll probably make bank holiday weekends. Over the weekend.
I don't know, man.
You don't think so?
Social media's got a bad reputation right now.
Why?
Just because his last couple movies didn't hit, you know?
Yeah, but not it's like Terminator.
The fact that it's Terminator would probably help it, but like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, Maggie was like an indie flick. Sabotage kind of bombed. Which I think people weren't really prepared for the fact that it was going to be super violent. I think that's what kind of fucked people up on that. Well, The Last Stand was okay, you know?
It was. No, I was thinking, because Cody read the script of Terminator Genesis, and there were a lot of scenes, because you mentioned the violence. He was explaining that one scene was supposed to have John Connor, Terminator, rip some lady's heart out and just, like, show it on screen.
Yep.
What else were the changes from it?
There were a lot of it was just, like, weird things they left out of, like, scenery stuff that was described in special effects. Like, when the explosion of Cyberdyne went off, you're supposed to see a room that was hidden with a bunch of very rudimentary T-800s, some that have skin on it and some that don't, like, going through the process, and it's supposed to erupt, the fire's supposed to, and you see the skin melt, and it's supposed to be real quick, like, explosion through these rooms, you see it, they're breaking apart and blowing up, and it keeps going down, so it's like a throwaway scene that's supposed to show you that, hey, they're on their way to make the T-800s. The next day, thinking about it, I think the reason it's not in there is because the fact they're already toying with the T-1000. There's no reason to have it. So why have a model that you're not really using? You know what I mean? Because it's obviously John Connor's gone back to this timeline and made this Cyberdyne make this, because obviously he's the head engineer.
Yeah.
Of Genesis as we know it, so it makes sense that there wouldn't be that. I just thought it was weird that was something they threw in that just kind of like threw out. You know what I mean? Like they're like, oh, it's here. It's want to show you the T-800s exist, but then you got to realize. I was thinking, you got to realize at that point you're in the third timeline, and technically the 800s shouldn't already exist.
Yeah,
because they've jumped so far ahead, but also. If the T-800 doesn't exist, Pops doesn't show up.
Yeah.
You know, but they, obviously it's like a different timeline, so that's why. But yeah, so that was one of them.
How'd you like the way that, well, skipping around, how'd you like the way they took out the T-1000 at the beginning of the movie?
I thought it was pretty inventive, right? An interesting way of doing it.
I was expecting them to do the whole, you know, melt them in a...
Because the factory thing they went into,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because it looked like a factory. I was like, oh, they're super prepared for him. Yeah,
like they got a molten.
And I didn't realize, like, is it in the movies, because obviously Mike has seen it more recently, is it really that close to like, them happening? Because in this one, it literally seems like one day they were taking out the T-800 and literally the next day they were taking out the T-1000.
No, it wasn't that close. The T-1000 shows up in 94.
Uh-huh. So it was a 10-year gap
there. Yeah, there's a big gap, but because of the fucked up timelines, I guess, they didn't really explain
Well, in this one, the T-1000 shows up in 84.
Yeah.
They both show up in 84.
Yeah.
So that was a twist on it. So, so for people who haven't seen it, the 84 Arnold Schwarzenegger, the T-800 shows up in its regular fashion.
Model 101.
But the T-1000, you don't know, has showed up until he changes. Like, he looks like a cop. He's taking on a cop's form again, but you don't realize it's him. So you don't actually see him
ahead of time.
Yeah. He's just there. So we don't know how long he's been there at that point.
Because at this point, you're
waiting for Connor.
Yeah, you're in timeline number 2 at this point.
Yeah.
Because of the alterations that someone sent Pops back to when Sarah Connor was young to protect her, and we don't know who it was, that's the shift in the timeline to number 2. And so the timeline still goes the same way. So everything still happens the way it's supposed to. So the Model 101, the original T-800, the original movie, is still sent back to the same place at the same time to kill Sarah Connor while she's a young adult. But because of the alteration in the timeline, the T-1000 is also shown up because of that same fact. Someone knows that it's going on.
Yeah.
So the T-1000 shows up. So there's like multiple incursions, and that's what then brings them to say, hey, we're really prepared for this. Now, they weren't prepared for the T-1000 in a way. They just showed up to get Kyle Reese, but then they found out that, you know, obviously, like, hey, because Arnie, because he's from the future, the Pops, he starts seeing, like, remembering things of the alterations, because obviously, like, same as Kyle Reese does, alterations have happened in the past. He just doesn't know everything. But, yeah.
But the scene where they kill the T-1000 with the acid bath is freaking awesome.
Yeah. That's a lot of fucking acid, by the way. Because at first, you only see, like, that one section. I was like, you don't have to time that perfectly. Like, and she starts shooting. I was like,
she's really shooting at nothing. And then she's spraying and praying. I'm like,
and it's literally
just starts raining acid.
Yeah.
It was dope. And it starts slowly taking it out, and you're like, this guy's fucked up.
And he started to rebuild and not rebuild.
But then he like melts down at the end there, and you're like, oh, he got it, and then just suddenly like comes back up, but he's still like super fucked up. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger's T-800 just comes up and just takes him by the throat and pushes him back into the acid and holds him there until he just completely dissolves.
This is at the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was the beginning.
Which I would have thought he would have just thrown him back in there. But it was a cool aesthetic look
of him just
holding him there
yeah.
like a badass and just watching him like wash away.
But also it gave him the reason why his arm was fucked up,
and
too.
And he couldn't...
So he couldn't try... They sent Kyle Reese and Sarah Connor up in time to 2017. The Terminator couldn't go because he was worried because his metal arm was showing. And his face was all fucked up. He says, it's going to take too long for me to heal, so I can't go with you. So he lives out the time, and he gets, like, everything ready.
Yeah. So from 1984 all the way to 2017, he has all that time to prepare.
Oh, okay.
And he's so forward-thinking that he does more than what... It's funny, because he does more than what even Sarah and him planned. You know, like obviously, well... She didn't have a lot of plan it because he wasn't at that point. He wasn't supposed to be fucked up. He was supposed to be in good working order by then. So he was supposed to travel with him, and they were supposed to have like that, you know, set aside and whatever. But yeah, super fucked up, man. And then their second base that went south pretty quick too.
which was awesome to see. Then yeah,
it was very reminiscent of like the desert stronghold had with the bus and the hidden everything, which I thought was really good thing is they also had a bus. I was bus.
Right? Another callback.
There's so many little tips of the hat to the first two movies.
Which I said to Joe last night, is funny they do that because essentially in this one movie, they erase almost everything that happens in one and all of two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they pay tribute to it because the T-1000 is a cop.
Mm-hmm.
They have the school bus that they don't really use a school bus in two, but there's a big scene in a school bus. From it because the armory, obviously the Pops Terminator being a good guy, the hospital scene, the attack of an unknown predator or unknown
the police station scene,
the mirror scene, instead of being the floor, there was a mirror, which I thought was I thought they didn't shoot it well enough because once you saw like the mannequins, I was like, oh, he's gonna be a mannequin. And they're like, and then they held on the mirror way too long. They needed the thing where like the mirror was in sight and you saw it ripple, and then the camera went away.
Yeah.
Then you can kind of see it out of focus. Like they're not gonna be able to see it. That's the only thing that like I thought was kind of like they focused on it way too long. They're like, we see him coming out. We get it. Like he's made himself look like the mirror. Oh, and your question about the opening. And last night's they grossed $8.4 million on 1,525 screens.
That's really good, actually.
Wow. Did they say what it's projected for this weekend?
Because
they're usually pretty spot on when they do the projections, which is weird. I don't know how they do that.
I don't know if this article has it or not.
Surveys and stuff. Are you going to go see this?
This was updated at 4:54 p.m. today. Was the $8.4 million? So. Not Pacific Standard Time.
That's pretty good.
Because that would be the future.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Dun dun dun.
They have a time machine and they're using it all wrong.
I was so waiting for them to use that as well. Like every time an action sequence started happening with Arnold Schwarzenegger, I was like, are they gonna start doing it?
No, they have a different
Did kind of use it.
Well, because they can't but they chose to go differently because A, it's a reboot, but also it's a different music guy.
Yeah, but they still used it. There was a certain part towards the end.
Other parts of the score were in it too, not the dun 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 dun, but some of the other lower. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it's a very familiar movie done in a fresh, new way. This was the right thing to do. If you have to make this movie, this was the best way to make it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And now it can set up sequels that completely hopefully
makes sense.
Fucking new.
Because it's supposed to be a new trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So two more.
Kind of sounds like the special effects finally caught up to the idea of Terminator.
Dude, part two holds up pretty well, dude.
That's it. Oh, so.
Yeah, but nothing like the battle scene in the beginning. Yeah.
Obviously, there's nothing that big. But part two did Judgment Day did such a good job of staying kind of in their lane. Like obviously you couldn't do that huge futuristic battle scene that they did at the opening of this one. It would have looked like shit. But what they did do, like the makeup and the T-1000, like the T-1000, like that looks pretty much the same.
Yeah.
As
it does in the new
one. Oh, they didn't really change them?
The biggest difference is the healing.
It's cleaner.
Is the way they took chunks out of his head. The T-1000, you see holes like ripples.
Yeah,
this one like there's like chunks of him fly off.
So like I said, it's cleaner, and they make it look nicer. But you can compare, this T-1000 compared to the 1992 one, whatever T-1000, and it doesn't like there's a difference, but it's not like a oh my god that's 20 years of difference.
Yeah, it doesn't.
You know?
Oh, okay. It wouldn't look dated.
Two holds up pretty well, dude. If you watch it again, like obviously there's parts of it where you're like, oh okay, but it at no point do the graphics like take you out of the movie like a lot of old sci-fi movies do. Like part one, it kind of takes you out when just the metal skeleton of the Terminator is walking around. Because if they do just a chest up shot of it at the very end, he's walking and it looks fine because you could tell it was a puppet being operated by a puppeteer, right?
Oh yeah.
when they cut away to seeing him actually walk around with like the whole, it looks like shit. Like it looks really bad. But
because it's the puppetry, because it, essentially it's stop motion at that point. Yeah,
it's the stop motion stuff.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So it's not like a puppet where they're doing this. It's literally stop motion. Yeah, so it looks disjointed. Jerky. Not just jerky, but disjointed from the actual scene around it, because stop motion has always routinely been never as clear as real motion, because our eyes see still images.
And the makeup on Schwarzenegger's face after he gets messed up. This is pretty rough, because you could tell like they had to put a big layer of makeup on his face.
And this one, one of my favorite things is when he gets his face fucked up towards the end, you actually see into his jaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, that's where the graphics, like really, like detailed wise, that's where you really start to shine through. It's just the little ones like that.
Because even Salvation, they stayed away from doing something where it's not just metal exposed. It's you can actually see into it. Like, because at this one, like at one point, like Arnie's face is just almost completely all skeleton, like all metal skull.
Yeah.
And you can see in through where the processor sticks in, like the hole. Oh, you can actually see into his head.
That's what you're talking about.
And you can see in through his jaw, because like this sec, like literally he two faces it at one point. Well, more like three quarter faces, because like, this is gone. But you can see into like his mouth when he's,
you can see like
talking.
Moving pieces in his jaw.
You can see where his ear was, where the gear's at. You can actually see it move and spin. You can see his eye fucking move around. But you can see, like, it's not, like, you can see into his skull. It was pretty dope.
Okay.
So obviously, like, with a human being, you can't do that. Because if you put that much makeup on, they just look like a bobblehead, you know? It looks just too unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Mike's talking about, is like, you have to cake on the makeup to make it look like that. But this one, like,
it looked pretty good. But one, it looked really bad when they had to show the metal skeleton. Two looked a lot better. This one obviously looked great, but
yeah. And the fact that like he even did the little thing with his hand after, like, because when he's holding the T-1000 in the acid bath or acid shower, it gets eaten away all the way up to like his elbow essentially. And when he goes through and he lets go of the goop and it just like this, he does the classic T2 thing where he goes with his hand. It was pretty rad. Because in T2, he skins his arm, which...
I need to go see this movie. Yeah.
Yep.
You should. We just described the whole thing to you.
I know. Everything's ruined, but the visuals are going to be
ruined. The whole thing for you. After the credits stay, because there's a scene where they expose Skynet not being just dead. Yeah, mid-credit.
Yeah.
So, okay.
It's pretty dope. Even though they foreshadow in a way that is actually a really good way, because they don't actually... It's not like... And he has a backup. It's just like something you see, and if you're not paying attention... You don't realize it until the end when they show it to you. Matt Smith talks. That was pretty good. I didn't expect him to talk.
Really?
Yeah, because like especially the way they showed him. Because like I was looking for him because as of so far we haven't really seen him at all.
The first time you see him, they pan on him just a split second too long.
You're in the corner of the screen.
Just enough to let you know. Like
here's John Connor. Like he's still in focus enough to see. Then when it comes back, that's when he like really like looks towards.
And him, everything is focused. All the shots are focused on John Connor, but you see him in the background.
And that's the Skynet guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You find out he ends up being Skynet.
Yeah. I mean, even like the panning shot when Kyle Reese is walking towards the temporal device, you see him, and the camera kind of stays on him for a second, and then continues on, and you can see him like everyone else is like looking at Kyle Reese, like, oh, Kyle Reese is going to go to the past. And then, like, Matt Smith's, like, right on John Connor's, like, the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fuck your face off. That sort of stuff. Literally. When I say that.
He basically does.
Literally.
That, yeah.
Like, the fucking part, figuratively, but the face off, literally.
Face off? Like in that movie, Face Off?
Yeah. It's a crossover.
Where they take his face off. Yeah.
I think that's a good place to end it.
Nah, we should go a little bit longer.
You want to end on Face Off?
Just go over.
Yeah, we got a little more in us. No, that's it, really. Yeah.
It's a good movie, though. It's a lot of fun.
Third best.
Did it throw out the feels for anybody at the certain line?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't the
only
one. I think
you should have been chopping onions in the theater.
There's one part. And it's almost as like, God damn it, don't do this, as in part two when he gives the thumbs up as he's it's almost to that level of, really? Of how
I thought it was funny when he gave the thumbs up.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. I will say it hit the nostalgia.
Was it when Sarah, when Kyle was holding Sarah and telling him you have to, and then hits the button?
Well,
or was it the that goodbye a little to bit? Pops
but
part?
it was the end part where he tells Kyle Reese to take care of my Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I was all,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He holds her, and then he hits the button, and he says it.
No, this is where.
Yeah, the end when Kyle's holding her outside because she's trying to get the two Terminators in the side.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, you explained it weird, but.
Yeah, you did. That's... You explained it like the this first train time travel. Like
no, when Kyle's hitting the button.
Yeah.
But yeah, that part, I was all like, what? This is my Terminator
seat
movie.
Seat was super dusty, and I just happened to shift.
Yeah,
and dust went in my eye. I was like, I'm trying to watch a movie. Why
dust
am I
in my eyes and my nose?
So dumb right now.
My nose is all. I can't.
Allergies.
Yeah.
Allergies. We get them. We all get them.
Yeah. Get them.
I'm allergic to all sorts of stuff.
I know.
Like emotions. Sadness.
Yeah.
No titties.
No, so, but didn't expect it to be.
Yeah, no.
No Arnold ass in this one.
Oh, no, there's ass.
There wasn't in.
But it's not like a lot of ass, though. It's like...
They shaded it out.
They get crested at one point. You get a little bit of, like, the top of it.
Right.
Part two didn't have any nudity. Well, kind of had nudity, but not really.
Male butt
nudity.
Yeah, male butt nudity. That was the big thing.
But part one, I forgot. You actually see Sarah Connor's boobies in part one for a little bit.
Yeah. When her and Kyle Reese
in the sex scene.
Fuck.
I completely forgot about it.
Yeah.
I had you asked me before I watched it again if it was PG-13 or rated R, and I said PG-13.
Well, I figured it'd be rated R because there was a lot more blood in the original one.
There's violence that reason got it, yeah.
Violence, yeah.
But it wasn't a whole lot of blood. I mean, other than
said nudity.
Little, like, scrape blood, but, like, not, like, blood, you know? Or, like, guy holding his fucking guts in, like squirming around in his hands blood. Not
John Wick blood?
Yeah. No. Yeah, definitely not fucking braining somebody twice in front of the camera. Bullet hole one, bullet hole two.
Yeah.
Hold.
Fucking amazing.
Hold.
And die.
Three people threw up? All right, go ahead.
End scene.
And then he goes and kills 17 other people on the same level and then gets his ass thrown off by a guy who could play the Predator. Or the Punisher. That guy did a pretty good job in that movie. The older guy kicked his ass a couple times.
Oh, yeah, he did.
The bag man.
Mm-hmm. His whole character was pretty cool just because he never really was an evil guy because they didn't go into his business.
Yeah.
And just on surface level, he seemed like a pretty calm guy. Yeah. And
what came with the second one now?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're talking about John Wick now, guys. We skipped over.
We're all over the place.
There's a second John Wick coming out?
Oh, God, I wish you weren't here.
Yes. Yeah, they announced it.
How?
How?
You mean
how?
On the internet?
He lived.
I know, but that's just the whole part
He's
of
back,
John
Wick. Dude.
Oh, okay, so they're going to
look at
play
the dog he got.
That is true. He did
get a little puppy.
A pit bull.
The puppy scene was pretty sad, though.
Oh, God.
Oh, I know.
It's the worst.
One of the worst in action
It's not
movie
just
history.
That part. It's the next morning when he wakes up.
And you
just
see the puppy. The puppy like tried to crawl to him.
Got all the way back to John Wick to die right there. And I was like,
what?
What is going on? You guys are dicks. Stupid.
The amount of goddamn action movies that people come into the theater and chop onions up next to me is ridiculous. Like, they need to stop doing it.
Like, onions in my popcorn. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I hate that. Like, don't bring onions into action
Fresh
movies.
Fresh onions.
Don't chop up onions in action
movies. Vidalia onions.
Too emotional for it.
Too sensitive to onions, dicks. Yeah. All right, so that brings us to the end of this week's episode of Comes Naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody, and our IRL guest was
Adam.
I said it. In real life, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
This fucking guy.
Bye.
Bye.